Last night was the season premiere of, wait for it, The Bachelor. Yes, it is back for another season. The 18th, in fact. The reality show where a single guy gets to choose a potential wife from a couple dozen women. And this season's single guy is Latino, the first bachelor of color in the show's history. NPR's Shereen Marisol Meraji has the story.
ABC's calling this month Juanuary, after The Bachelor's new star, Juan Pablo Galaviz.
Juan Pablo.
He's so cute. Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Oh yeah, and he's one in a million ladies. According to the show's promos, he's totally wonderful. Alex Nogales runs the National Hispanic Media Coalition, a group working to put more Latinos in front of and behind the camera. And he says it's about time the show diversified its starting lineup.
Bachelor and Bachelorette, I think, is trite and frivolous, and you have all these people crying melodramatically and so forth. Having said that, how we are perceived is always going to be the way that we're treated. If we're not even visible, it's even worse.
The show's producers have been called out in the press repeatedly for The Bachelor's lack of diversity. ABC faced a class action suit last year led by two African-American men who auditioned and claimed they were treated unfairly based on race. And at first glance, Nogales says Juan Pablo Galaviz does look like every other bachelor.
He's a very good-looking, athletically built and engaging fellow who happens to be very light-complected.
Light-complected with light brown hair and light eyes. Critics of the choice, vocal in the blogosphere and on social media, said he's just another white guy. Michelle Herrera Mulligan, editor-in-chief of Cosmo for Latina, says it's more nuanced than that.
I could see why people would take issue with that notion that he's the first non-white bachelor to be on there. But I do think that he is absolutely the first non-sort of quote-unquote culturally white bachelor to be on there.
Herrera Mulligan says ABC made an interesting choice. Yeah, Galaviz may look white, but he's bilingual and bicultural. Born here, raised in Venezuela. He played soccer professionally, speaks with an accent.
I'm taking the risk of not spending time with my daughter to be here.
And has a daughter, a nod to the importance of family in Latino culture. But most importantly, she says, he's the star of the show.
We're either like the funny best friend with a mom with a funny accent, or we're frankly the help. And in that, to me, in this, you know, 2014, it seems like a dangerously antiquated view of who we are.
Alex Nogales from the National Hispanic Media Coalition says ABC is taking a step in the right direction, but
the largest Latino group residing here in the United States are Mexicans and Mexican Americans. I mean, we're 70% of that group that is called Latino.
And he says a majority of those Mexicans and Mexican Americans are mestizos, mixed with indigenous and Spanish blood. They're brown and deserve to be bachelors and bachelorettes, too.
And they got to include everybody. African-Americans as well as Latinos are very color Asian. And forget this bullshit of, you know, we can't find any. They're there.
Nogales says he hopes ABC won't end this season of The Bachelor and go back to business as usual. He's expecting more than a one-off. Shereen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.